USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump gave his first on-camera interview since his COVID-19 diagnosis. He talked with Fox News Friday night. Says he's feeling really good and really strong.
I know a lot of people that have had the COVID or the China virus, as I call it, because it came from China. But I feel really, really strong. And a lot of people don't feel that way sometimes for a while afterwards. But very good.
President Trump gave the interview from the Rose Garden of the White House. He acknowledged that he experienced fatigue and could have faced a more dire outcome without the medical access he has as president. The president said he did not know how he might have gotten infected, but said the White House hosted many large gatherings recently. One event, the announcement of Judge Amy Coney Barrett as his Supreme Court pick, was deemed to be a super spreader event by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Hurricane Delta made landfall at around 6 p.m. Central Time Friday. Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter said tarps that were put up to protect buildings damaged 6 weeks ago by Hurricane Laura have been flying off. He told the Associated Press that tarps were being ripped away from rooftops and piles of unsecured debris from Laura are also being tossed about in Delta's high winds. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the Category 2 hurricane had maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour when it made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. Before midnight Eastern time, more than 300,000 people are without power in Louisiana. More than 110,000 are in the dark in Texas. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has entered his second week in the hospital as he battles COVID-19. He told CNN that doctors have prescribed the antiviral drug remdesivir to him. That's the same drug President Trump took when he was at Walter Reed last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Are you better off now? USA Radio's Dan Araki has results from a poll asking that very question.
A new Gallup poll says that a majority of voters believe themselves to be better off now than they were in 2016. The survey found that 56% of registered voters polled said they were better off now, with just 32% saying they're worse. That compares favorably to previous polls for presidents seeking re-election. 45% of voters asked the same question in 2012 say they were better off than they were in 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Araki.
The subject of court packing came up on the campaign trail. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked again in Arizona if he favored Democratic proposals to expand the size of the Supreme Court if elected, and if Democrats regained the majority in the Senate.
They'll know my opinion on court packing when the election is over. Now look, I know it's a great question, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
The Verge reports tech giant Microsoft will move to a hybrid workplace once its offices reopen. Employees can work from home for less than half of their work week, or with manager approval, the entire week. Microsoft follows Twitter and Square in making the move. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.